Ashley McIsaac is a fiddler from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, who likes to mix it up. Ashley McIsaac has sold several hundred thousand albums in Canada and made headlines for his ferocious fiddling and for bringing a rock and roll sound and attitude to fiddle music. He's currently on tour in the United States and has a new CD. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Ashley McIsaac used to be one of the bad boys of Canadian pop culture. It's a reputation that may have started in the tiny Cape Breton village where he grew up. He played hockey in high school and says he was a bit of a brawler. Even when he took up the violin, McIsaac's intensity was apparent, and it seems to run in the family. McIsaac says his dad told him, if you're going to play the fiddle, get mad at it, or don't play it at all.
Put all your spirit and all your whatever emotion you have at the time, put it onto it. And if that means you're mad, then just play the music, and the instrument will help you through all your emotions, and there's room for all the different emotions on a violin.
Ashley McIsaac has been playing violin since he was 8. He had some formal training, but he also learned from the older fiddlers in his community.
I know my learnings of fiddle tunes from old fiddlers in Cape Breton also often included the very dirty limericks about people from the Azores.
McIsaac says he's always been interested in the traditional music of Cape Breton, not necessarily as a distant academic pursuit, but because it's a chance to play music that has just as much energy as rock and roll. Cape Breton is a remote island known for its long winters and physical beauty. George Anthony, head of entertainment for CBC Television, says the island's self-reliant people have learned to cope creatively with economic hardships.
They entertained each other and themselves with music and the famous kitchen parties, you know, where somebody would get the beer and somebody would get the lobster, and then everyone would bring the fiddle, the spoons, the guitars, and they would have these amazing kitchen parties. And Ashley comes from a long tradition of fiddlers and kitchen parties.
Because Cape Breton is largely unspoiled, it's attracted a number of artists over the years. The photographer Robert Frank has a house there. So does composer Philip Glass, who first heard Ashley McIsaac 11 years ago. Glass says he was amazed at how naturally this teenager played a very old style of music.
When you play that kind of music, it's not a question of just playing the right notes and playing it in the right way. It's a question of really understanding the spirit of the music and becoming part of the music and letting the music speak through you.
Philip Glass asked McIsaac to come to New York to work with him on an avant-garde opera, and McIsaac says the experience was an eye-opener. He was impressed that Glass could take risks and pursue unconventional ideas with his music and still make a good living. McIsaac also found New York's exotic club scene a revelation that made him think about his own music and what he wanted to do with it.
Lo and behold, I was inspired by RuPaul more than anything. That sort of vibe of dance music and club music was where I started.
When he got back to Cape Breton, McIsaac immediately started working on his first CD. He took the traditional tune, Sleepy Maggie, added electronics, a dance groove, and the mesmerizing vocals of fellow Cape Breton singer Mary Jane LeMond. The song was a huge hit in Canada in 1995. McIsaac's CD sold more than 300,000 copies. But with success came media attention, not all of it good. At a New Year's Eve concert, McIsaac badmouthed what he thought was an inattentive audience. On Late Night with Conan O'Brien, he flashed the audience while wearing a kilt. And in the mainstream Canadian press, he spoke openly about being gay and using drugs. Looking back on it now, he says he was too young to know how to handle himself with the press.
My homosexuality, my penchant for loving to smoke marijuana, these things have been not considered by some people anything except risque, whereas in my own situation, I don't consider them abnormal at all.
Among musicians, McIsaac is known as a generous collaborator. On some of the songs on his new CD, McIsaac steps aside to showcase the talents of singers Mary Jane LeMond and his younger sister, Lisa McIsaac.
Deeper than the deepest, deep blue sea. High as a girl in a redwood tree. Lonesome as a cowboy on TV.
Ashley McIsaac says he's been perfectly happy building a career as an instrumentalist, but he's also a good businessman. So on his new CD, he made a calculated decision.
It's pretty obvious that if you're going to have songs played on the radio, they got to be songs. They don't play that much Kenny G. Likewise, I wouldn't want to always be turning on the radio and hearing fiddle music. It's nice when you're in Cape Breton to be able to do that. But I did hear a lot of people out in Los Angeles at the sort of the radio station programmers out there saying, you know, it would be nice if you had some English lyrics because I had Gaelic lyrics on my records. So that was two things. I figured I should sing them and they should be in English and, well, lo and behold.
You would seem so frail in the cold of the night. When the armies of emotion go out to fight, but world leaders sinks to its grave, you sail to the sky.
Ashley McIsaac is 28 now, and with time and experience, he says he's ready to set the record straight on what some consider an outrageous past. So he's written a book, aptly titled Fiddling with Disaster. In it, he writes, if you were to ask someone in Canada who Ashley McIsaac is, some might say he's a crazy, gay, stoned Cape Breton fiddle player. McIsaac continues, I can't complain, though, as long as they add the fiddle player part. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.